Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and welcome to another week of The Catch-Up.
Today, Samuel L. Jackson turns movie critic. All the details in the Shore Report.
We take your calls on when you went away and came back to something unexpected.
Plus, we want to know the most expensive meal you've ever had.
The perfect drive home is with Lisa and Pete, and the perfect kitchen is with APG Homes. Get $25K to customise the kitchen of your new two-storey with their Kitchen Flair and Air promotion. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
We want to know, what did you come back to off the back of this stern note from the boss who told his employees, look, I'm going on holiday to Mexico. While I'm there overlooking the Gulf of, don't give me a call unless the store is burned down, blown up or washed away. This happened to my dad back in 2006, going on a fishing trip, same thing. Well, Midland Military Markets burnt down, didn't they? And the shop and $50,000 worth of stock was inside.
Mm.
We got Dione in Canning Vale. Hello.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Pete. How are you going?
Good.
What did you come home to?
Well, we just got married and built a new house, so I'd never lived it and everything. Mum had so kindly moved all the wedding gifts and everything over, and there was nothing left when we got home, except the ceramic dog I'd been making that was kind of carefully put in the middle of the lounge room floor, like a bit of a ha-ha.
Oh, no.
How rude.
That was devastating.
Yeah.
But all the stuff that hadn't been moved to Mum, to the new house, was still at Mum's.
Right.
Including like a fair bit of my jewellery and stuff. And then 6 weeks later, Mum's house got broken into.
Oh, no.
And so whatever else hadn't
What do you do? I mean, do you just bury it somewhere between houses? It's crazy.
Right,
you didn't get to have that, you know, present opening thing and madly scramble for the card that goes with the gift so that you can say thank you.
All right. We'd done all of that before we went on the honeymoon.
Okay.
So we had a card. We knew exactly what to put on the police report.
Oh, that's good.
It was on the back of all the cards.
And it was all new.
Thanks, Dione. Jackie in South Guildford, what did you come back to?
A flooded house.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So where were you
like
at the time?
Like that ad on telly where she's creeping up to the door and there's water coming out. Oh.
We were actually on a family holiday in England and France back in 2010-11. And funnily enough, we'd actually had an email from the lady that was looking after the house asking for our insurance details. But didn't even click anything. Anyway, when we got home, she was driving us home from the airport and she said, well, actually, we've got to tell you something. Your house has been flooded. $60,000 worth of damage.
What, now, your house has been flooded? Like it just flooded itself? Or did
so
she maybe...
No. The air conditioner, it was one of the evaporatives, the dropper, the water had been leaking apparently into the dropper. It got too much and the whole thing just flooded, but it went through all the piping in the roof and just came through three ceilings.
Oh, gee.
So,
thanks, Jackie.
See you, Jackie.
Thank you.
I'm going to finish on a nice note here. We got Jody in East Fremantle. What did you come back to?
We had just decided to adopt this stray cat that had turned up on our doorstep about 2 weeks before leaving on a month's holiday. And so we umming and ahhing whether we should adopt her. And yes, we decided to keep her. So got a friend to look after her. And then she proceeded to give birth to six kittens while we were away. So we've now come back to seven cats.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I'd love to come home to kitchens. Yeah. I've got two girl cats. It's not going to happen.
Thanks, Jody.
Thanks, Jody.
Thanks.
The most expensive dinner you've ever had off the back of diners paying $10,000 a head last night at the Macquarie Boardroom, one of Australia's biggest merchant banks, to eat with the Prime Minister. $10,000 a head.
Yes, it wasn't exactly a sellout.
No. 15 people?
Yeah.
Mm.
What's that? What's 15 times 10?
$150,000.
That's $150,000.
Yeah, not bad, is it? There you go. There's your ad campaign, Prime Minister. Esther in High Wycombe. Hello.
Hello. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
Esther, what was the most expensive meal you've had?
Well, in regards to the 10 grand a head, not that much. It was $220.
Oh.
That's not too bad.
Right.
Now, no.
Why'd you pay $220? Who was there?
The actors from Supernatural.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They're selling themselves a bit cheap, I think.
Yeah.
Now, when you say the actors from Supernatural, because sometimes you get that and it's like the third or fourth string actors, was it actually the two lead guys from Supernatural?
Jared and Jensen.
Yeah.
No, I'm seeing them in May. this was Jim Beaver, who played Bobby, and Rachel Miner, who was Meg.
This was a recce. This is easing your way into it.
Right, okay. So what are the bloke's going to be costing you?
That is just under $3,000.
Ooh. For the two?
Yeah, right. I've got to fly to Melbourne to do it.
Okay. So, well, yeah.
$1,500 a head for those guys. It's not
and it's
too
a,
bad.
You know, it's a trip. Yeah. Melbourne's good.
Enjoy that, Esther.
I will.
Save some money for the shopping.
Peter in Willerton, hello.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. What was the most expensive, Peter?
I've got a great mate who lives in Sydney who rang me one day and said, look, love to go to Bangkok with you. I said, I can't afford it. He said, no, I'll shout. So off we went, toddled off there. He said to me, look, one of your jobs, though, is to pick out a treat for us. And I said, well, look, there's a Sirocco there. there's the Sirocco Bar and Restaurant, which is on the 88th floor of this skyscraper in Bangkok. And I said, Mark, look, I said, this is pretty upmarket. He said, do it. So I booked it. Off we went. He met a girlfriend who came from Singapore. She flew in, and the three of us went off. Off we sat. We went to the bar first.
Yeah.
Had a few snorts. Off we went. Mojitos, the whole lot. Mazza said, no worries, mate. Just put that on the dinner bill. So we went up and had dinner. Anyway.
What did it cost you, mate, per head? What was it in the end?
Okay, so the food came to $1,618.
Whoa.
For the three of us. And then he went white when the bar tab came. That was $385.
Okay. Yeah,
and that was really for only, like, I don't know, around probably three rounds of drinks.
Yeah.
Gee,
you pay for the view.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ah, and how do you get a gig being this guy's, social organiser?
You need to be as mad as him.
Right.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, well, there you go. Hey, we've got one more that's called through on the way through this. Jason in Duncraig, most expensive dinner you've ever had, mate?
I was having a romantic dinner in Paris one evening, and, yeah, before I knew it, the bill worked out to be about $1,000 a person. So it was just two of us, and it was $1,900.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, where were you?
I hope it was full of romance, Jason.
It was. You had to pay for romance, though. You had to pay for it.
Oh, well.
Far out, mate.
Good romance doesn't come cheap.
Paris romance.
Paris romance. Cheap, that's special sure. romance, yeah.
Good on you, mate.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
See
Thanks so much, mate.
Sure report, Lace.
And Samuel L. Jackson's review of La La Land, because he is a member of the Academy Awards, the Academy, as in he's one of the ones, I guess, that votes.
He like actually properly votes
yeah,
on
so
the movies.
They should be thanking him when they get up there.
Wow.
Not, you know, the other guy. Mm. He has been a member of the Academy since receiving his first Oscar nomination for Pulp Fiction in 1995. And he's opened up on the weekend. I don't know if he's meant to at this stage. Maybe wait until after the Oscars. But this is Samuel L. Jackson.
Exactly.
And he's talked about the films that he liked and hated. And while the colourful musical La La Land has scored a record-tying 14 nominations, Samuel says he couldn't even make it to the end of the film.
Wow. I couldn't imagine it would be his cup of tea.
He said, look, I like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, but I only made it through 20 minutes of this film. Well, they're not in it, Samuel. acclaimed family drama Manchester by the Sea, which isn't in Manchester, also left a little to be desired. For Jackson, the film featuring a brooding and central performance from Casey Affleck is, and I quote, interesting story up to a point, but I want to see dude smile once about something. Something. Really? Is this really?
I want to see this stuff on tape. That's brilliant.
I've got a suggestion, Mr. L. Jackson. Take him to see La La Land. Feel good movie of the season, they say. That'll make him smile. Now, Aaron Carter, was he a Backstreet Boy?
He was the younger brother of Nick Carter. That's right.
Nick Carter was a Backstreet Boy and was going out with Paris Hilton. Aaron Carter was his brother.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he was assaulted on stage during his concert at the Looney Bin in Bradley. That's what it's called, Illinois, on Friday night. He has had bands, I think. Well, no one wants to be in them. It's just the Aaron Carter experience,
because I was a kid at the time, and he had a hit single back when NSYNC were doing the rounds, were quite big. Backstreet Boys, yeah. And he was a kid at the time, a young Aaron Carter.
It was very, I mean, it reeks of now you take your little brother with you he went on tour with them and so on. Anyway, here's the interesting thing. He was punched twice in the head by a member of the opening act.
Oh, no.
I'm not laughing at him being punched in the head. I don't like that. It was called Ill State.
Yeah.
Apparently, because they were a Hispanic band, and evidently Aaron inadvertently, because he's an idiot, said something which could have been perceived as quite racist. something to do with Bye Felicia, Bye Philippe. And the guy came back and came up on stage.
Oh, wow.
That finished their set, came up, just punched him twice in the head.
Well, at least just give him a reason to talk about his concert the next day, I guess.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a setup. He will try anything. Angelina Jolie has addressed her high-profile breakup with Brad Pitt for the first time in an emotional new interview. She was speaking exclusively to the BBC before the screening of her new movie, First They Killed My Father. Have you heard about this movie?
No.
She directs and wrote the screenplay for the true life account of the Khmer Rouge genocide told through the eyes of a child.
Okay.
Pretty heavy subject. Hats off to the BBC journo interviewing Jolie for her very tenuous link that turned the interview into a personal one.
If I take it back to your film is about family and loss. I understand this is a very sensitive issue. We know that an incident occurred which led to your separation. We also know you haven't said anything about this, but would you like to say something?
Only that,
How's that deep breath?
Well, this is what she won an award for.
I don't want to say very much about that, except to say it was a very difficult time, and we are a family, and we will always be a family, and we will get through this time, and hopefully be a stronger family for it.
But can I ask how you're coping?
I'm many people find themselves in this situation and these kind of, you know, my family, we've all been through a difficult time.
What a performance.
I'm looking forward to the Malcolm Turnbull version, you should have seen the look on her face when the journal asked, because she caught her in that sort of moment.
Yeah.
All the blood drained from her vial. It was unbelievable.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Get more Lisa and Pete for the drive home and get more than 40 grand added value in your new two-story with APG Homes Kitchen Flair and Air promotion for a limited time.